feeling nervous by the conversation's proximity to details she would not be willing to divulge, she hurriedly added, "I should probably go to bed. Doctors are taught to sleep while they can." Alex rose from the cot, and Ian followed her example, abandoning the bottle of bourbon and standing directly opposite her in the center of the tent. Her entire body tingled with awareness as she noticed every intimate detail of his physical form, his tongue tracing his bottom lip, the subtle V of his sweater showing off a few dark chest hairs, and mostly his incinerating gaze that radiated desire. "I just have one more question." He enunciated each word individually, taking steps toward Alex until he had backed her up into a corner of the tent, arms limp at her sides and her heart pounding a frantic gallop. "What are you looking for, Alexandra?" His voice was low, seductive. "You." The word escaped her mouth before she could stop herself. In a microsecond, his lips were on hers, warm and definitive. He cupped her face at first, molding his lips to hers, with the taste of bourbon and recklessness.